Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. We are taking your calls for on-air readings, and we've got a couple callers in the queue who called in actually seconds apart. So we're going to be taking the caller from Skype. It looks like it's an out-of-United States caller, and then the caller from the 330 area code after that. So please hold on. Caller from the 330 area code. And no, that was not the caller from the 330 area code. That was Olive saying hello to everybody. Again, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we invite you to join us on Facebook. And on Twitter, there's a cancer link under our Blog Talk Radio profile. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for more conversation after the show. And with that, let's bring on caller number one. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Is this Anshul?
Yeah, this is Anshul.
Hi, Anshul. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. You know, first, we want to thank you for writing that review on our page, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour Facebook page, for everybody that wants to know. That was very nice of you, unsolicited, and we really, truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. How are you? What's going on?
Yeah, I am good and in the same place.
Oh, boy.
So that remains, the question remains the same, that but in this last 3 months since my last call, I haven't come across any kind of opportunity, not even a hint of opportunity. To say an opportunity will be a bigger thing.
Really? So are you not working at all? He's 6/20/1973. You just had a birthday too, so happy birthday. 46 years old.
Thank you.
You know, that's interesting too, Anshul, because you're born on 6/20, so in the interior of 6/2 is a 4. So going backwards, your current age is in your in between, well, it's part of your month and the energy in between your month and the first number in your day.
Between the year.
I'm sorry.
He's born 73.
Oh yeah, between the year 7/3 is a 4, and then going back to the month is a 6, which is your current age, 46. Yes, that's right. He's a 28/10/1. So go on. You were saying.
So nothing has changed in terms of my movement here. It remains the same, and all this while, I have not been, even last time when we spoke, there were two connects which I was trying to tap, but that also didn't work out. And after that, there has been no kind of, I have been applying, but I haven't heard from anyone.
Okay. And so you're not working at all?
I am working.
You are working, but you are looking for something else, but you're still away from your family. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a job, so you're not drowning. You have a job. And but what you're looking for is work near your family, and so you can move closer to them, be with them, and all that kind of thing, live with them. But you're not finding work. It's a geographical dilemma. If you were to find a job right next to your family at the pay you have now, would that still be workable?
Can you repeat?
If you were to find a job where you could be living with your family with the pay that you're making now, would that still be reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the problematic things, Enzel, in numerology is you have in your what's called the fire number, you have a zero. You're born on the 20th.
And that's also in his, in the karmic.
Yeah, on the karmic side too, and in 28-10-1.
Yeah.
That becomes a problem. That code becomes a it's like a virus. It's like a flaw in the system of your karma and energy, and that's obviously what we're battling.
Or a sinkhole.
Yeah. That's what we're battling. Now, luckily, it's not a fatalistic thing. It's not like forever. It's an obstacle that we have to get through. So it does produce this conflict and barrier, but in your case, it's not perpetually established throughout your whole life.
The other problem is the fact that the zero is next to a broken eight. So
you know
that eight involves money and power, and you're having a problem getting
it returns
a job.
Again in this 28-10.
Right, exactly. Well, I was going to say that, but I didn't get there.
So you're doing the right things by looking. And it's a matter, ultimately, of exhausting the karma, where you just are persistent, 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 and you finally exhaust it, and then thereby you'll be living with your family with reasonable or better amount of salary.
And the good news is that the eight in the karma is not a broken eight like it is in the karmic number. It's solid eight rather than a 6-2.
Yeah.
So that's positive.
So, you know, obviously with all the work we're doing and helping you, you're obviously still in a fixed position, meaning that whatever part of your journey you're in that has this conflict in it, you're obviously still in it. Now, what we don't want to do is abandon the efforts to get you out of it, because the only way ultimately to get out of it will be persistence. It's just one step in front of the other until you're finally out of this zone. It's taking longer than we would want. But you know, we can see it like an aerial view, and we can say, oh, it's a big crater. But since you're in it, you can't see the other side. In an aerial view, we can see the rim of your barrier. We can see where you can get out of it. What we're not determining correctly is how long it's going to take to get there. My theory is, well, we have to just keep doing it until you're out. That could be tomorrow. That could be a week. It could be a month. I don't know. But you're not going to be stuck in this position forever. And hopefully it's discouraging to hear that you're not out of it yet. But what's encouraging is that without being a fool, you're getting close. You're still close to getting out of this. We just, you know, maybe if we can figure out a way to approach it visually, what I'm seeing visually is a ladder, like you climb a ladder. I'm seeing a ladder. And, you know, you could use the symbol of a ladder to get out of a lot of messes. If you had a ladder, boy, you could hold on to it. You could climb out. So there's a symbol of a ladder that is in the astral realm that might help us to get you out of this mess so you can move forward. I think the first step is to visualize. You should do an exercise of visualizing getting out of different situations by using a ladder. Just use that as a visual exercise and start to think about that. Because what it's going to do is it's going to produce a mental picture of getting out of a problem. It's like an exercise. I want you to start doing that while you're still contacting companies in and around the area you need. And so I want you to start doing that.
Yeah, sure.
How does that sound, Anshul?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like I need to walk for some time, or maybe I have to be here for some time, it appears.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, too, about Anshul is someone you were talking to earlier today. There's a similar energy in their birth dates. I mean, they're different birth dates, but there are some things going on that are similar, and they're the same karmic and master number, 28101. And both of you are in a situation that you're trying to produce results, and it's not happening in the time frame that is desired, essentially.
And hold on, callers. We're getting to you within about 2 minutes. I have one last question to ask. Around the age of 7 or 8, did you have any kind of experience socially where you felt you were being rejected or you didn't succeed at something? Do you remember being in grammar school, about middle age grammar school, where you had an experience that you felt like you had failed at something?
Yeah, during that age, if I remember correctly, that was the time when I was not performing well in my studies, and I used to fail in many of the subjects.
Okay, that memory is still in your soul. It's in your, I'm picking up that it's in your vibration, and it could be causing a problem for the way you're feeling now, because it's bringing it back to the surface. What I want you to do is to reimagine yourself as that young boy, but being successful. I want you to reimagine, like a fantasy, that you go back to that place in your memory, but you get all A's. You excel.
Maybe as he's using a ladder to climb out of it.
Yeah. It's a mind exercise that will, I think, affect your astral realm, your etheric realm. And let's see if that works. Let's give that a try and get back to us relatively soon and tell us what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that.
Okay, Anshul.
Yeah, really, seriously, I mean, visual energy, it does work. I've seen it work, not all the time, but enough to know that it can work. So try that route.
Sure, I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. And when something changes, be sure to contact us.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Okay, area code 330.
Hello.
Hi,
it's Kim.
Hey, Kim. Hi. How are you?
Good. My friend's birthday, I would like you to check with me for a relationship, please.
Oh, okay, another relationship. So go ahead. It's 415
71. Yeah. 7/18/71.
So is there a little bit of a backstory on this person?
We went to grade school together. We reconnected in April as friends. We're getting to know each other slowly. He knows I want a relationship. I'm not sure if he's coming around to wanting a relationship, or am I wasting my time on pursuing it other than just a friendship?
So he's seeming to be not as eager for relationship as you, is what you're saying.
Right.
Seven, eight. Okay, I want to make sure I'm adding everything up correctly. He's a 34-7, and actually your master numbers comprise not only your year is 71, 7 and 1. You're a 1, mm-hmm. he's a 7, but the first two numbers in his birth date, and there's, you know, that the birth dates are interchangeable. Yeah, he has the first and last, a 7 and 1, then in his year. So he holds, you both hold the master numbers, actually, in the birth date, but... whether he wants a relationship or not is the main issue, I suppose. Is he, has he been married before, or has he never been married?
We've both never been married. His parents died relatively young. He's dated in the past, but nothing seriously, like, just like me.
Well, numerically speaking, it's great. Really good news on the numerical evaluation between your two numbers. You were supposed to meet him when you were kids, and you're supposed to meet him now. And the decision at hand is legitimate. It's prevalent in the energy field. So all of this is supposed to have a green light, and the two of you are supposed to be together.
However,
well, the problem is that there's something about like our former caller, there's something stuck in this guy's journey,
maturity level. Because my personal take is that someone that is his age, you guys are, he's going to be turning 48, right?
Yeah,
coming up. 48 years old, yeah. And has he ever lived with anybody, anything significant?
Yeah, he's lived with someone, but it didn't work out.
It didn't work out. But that's actually better news, because had he not lived with someone and made that kind of commitment of actually cohabitating, I think it would be a worse situation. Because if a man isn't going to commit or isn't willing to commit to at a certain level, by his age, well, then it's more difficult.
You see, his problem is the ultimate position of responsibility.
Right.
He can go far into a relationship,
right.
But when it gets to the deeper zone of responsibility, he'll back out. So there's something in his past has curtailed his sense of taking on responsibility. Now, maybe his parents died, something. You know, anything could have stopped him from flowing into being a full-fledged man. But that guy that's been in relationships and he still desires relationships, and then he cuts the cord when it gets too intense, is not a full-fledged man. That person has a problem. Your situation with him is that if he were healthy, you two would be together. Even your days add up to 15, which is the day of your birth. Everything is in alignment. You're not the same master number, but your master numbers together are in alignment with so many other numbers in the birth date. You don't seem to have the problem right now. You want the relationship. You're eager, and I suppose you wouldn't have a problem with having him as your significant other for the rest of your life if it worked out. See, he's
true.
The one that's behind the ball. He's behind the eight ball. He can't, there's something wrong in this guy's conflict. Now, maybe you coming in could challenge that. You might be able to challenge that. There seems to be somewhere in the journey of between the two, with one of you, a cabin. I don't know what this cabin is. It's a cabin. It's like a mountain cabin. Maybe it's camp. I don't know. If it doesn't ring true to you, maybe it's something to do with him. I don't know. You know, when I get into summer camp and cabins, then my mind starts to go, was the guy abused in some respect? Was there sexual abuse when he was a kid? I mean, what's causing him to feel stuck, aside from the fact that maybe he didn't have a healthy family background? Did your family ever have a summer cabin or anything with a cabin?
It's not, but there was when we were young kids, like grade school age, yes. but it was only mothers and the daughters.
But still, there was a cabin in the family history, which
yeah.
not everybody has,
yeah.
so that's a validation.
What do you mean,
okay.
mothers and daughters?
The mothers and daughters probably went there and not with them.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so there was a cabin.
Yeah, there's a cabin.
Yeah, yeah.
And right, see, and not everybody's going to have a cabin in the family. I mean, you know, that's not,
right.
you know, like...
No.
General statement.
I'm an old guy. The last guy that I did a reading with that had a cabin was Abraham Lincoln. I haven't heard since then.
About Uncle Tom.
Oh, yeah. There. But the, you see, but it was only the women. The theme comes back. There's a separation between... He can't incorporate his manliness with a woman and still feel like a man. Something is stopping him, and it's scaring him.
So I just curious what his dialogue with you is regarding
like
the progression of the relationship. Like, what do you mean? I mean, have you... Go ahead.
He jokes around a lot. He sends me little funny things all the time. He's really into old cars. And like Motown kind of stuff. When
subject,
I ask about a relationship.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Go ahead.
It'll happen when it happens. He's really laid back. I'm like.
Yeah.
And do you know why the relationship that he was in with the woman he lived with broke up? Did he give you an explanation for that?
No, it just didn't work out.
Okay.
He's Tom Sawyer with Becky. He's a kid at heart. He can't formulate a proper adult dialogue. And this laissez-faire attitude is his best way to be safe, feel safe. So to get as far as he can in the journey to becoming a man, he doesn't say no, he'll say, well, if it happens, it happens. That's not a man. You know, if I grow up, I grow up. So your problem, you have a problem with them, but the intensity behind the problem, where the two of you can be in a relationship, that's what you're feeling, because it's true. I would probably, let this go till the end of summer.
Okay.
And do whatever you can to pressure him without rejecting. Without prompting rejection or something, give it till the end of summer. There's something with him in October that's going to be outstandingly important. Something's going to happen in October with him. Maybe that might raise the roof on something.
So that would be longer than the end of summer if she's waiting till October for something to happen. So
yeah,
maybe it's a longer.
I mean, you might go another month.
Well, October is a couple months beyond summer.
Well, summer ends in September.
September.
Late September.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes it's into October.
Well,
October can be the end of summer.
I guess you're right in
the
terms
of the fall.
The fall season.
So, I would kind of give it until then. There's not much I wouldn't pressure him, but I would be as delightful as I could. You got to go back to Doris Day. You'd be as delightful as you can as a woman and tempt him. Let him know what he'd be missing. You got to go back to the old fashioned day where the man just says, my God, why do I want to lose this? So you'd be tempting, delightful, alluring, the old way of trapping a man back in the day when it was more common.
Trapping a man. Great.
Yeah.
No, I know it's true, but it's just like we're
hanky.
Kind of like,
yeah.
Going back, how many
years. We're going
years?
Back. I mean,
50, 60
don't,
years.
Don't go
time.
To his house in a horse and buggy and say, you want to go to the park? Don't do that, but you got to use womanly charm, not demand, but charm.
Okay.
He's a guy that will resort to, he wants to be charmed. Old cars, and he probably looks at baseball cards and chews bubble gum. Who knows what he does for his adult aversions? But still, that's what you need to do. And you're in a pickle. But I wouldn't spend my life on this. Give it till October.
Okay. I can hang in there. Nothing else is going on.
Okay. Well, let us know what happens.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
One other thing. If you buy him anything, this might sound weird because it's popping up. Buy him a sweater.
Oh. Well, his birthday is in July.
Well, but something to do with this. Maybe you can get him a sweater with an old car on it. I don't know. But buy him.
Okay.
There's something. You don't have to just get a sweater. You can get him a jalopy that he can build, you know, with his glue and can have fun in his bedroom. But get him a sweater.
I can do that.
All right, Kim. Well, we'll be interested to hear how things go.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi.
Okay, 860. Were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. Hi, 860.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I just have a question about if you see anything or love life. Lately, I've been talking to people, but I don't know if it's going anywhere.
What? Okay. Well, what's your name?
Oh, sorry, Melina.
How do you spell it?
M-E-L-I-N-A, yes.
I feel like we've talked to you before, but it's been a while. I recognize the name. I don't know. Have we talked to you before?
Possibly. I can't recall.
Well, I'm glad we left an impression.
Oh, no.
What's your birth date?
June 19, 1992. I think we did, but I don't know when.
Okay.
It's been a while then.
Yeah. No, it's okay. And 26.
Well, she's part of the millennia.
She's the
millennial
generation. Okay. 37, 10, 1. Well.
What does she want to know?
She wants to know about romance, which I thought she was going to ask about, actually. And you're saying that there are people that you've been involved in or talking to, but it's not really going anywhere?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody specific you want to ask about? Or
There's one, Oscar.
Okay. And do you have his birth date?
Yeah, January 11th.
1993. Well,
1, 2, 3, 13,
and 12.
He's a 25-7. And he's a
chauffeur? What did she say? No. I didn't say he was a chauffeur. What are you talking about?
I thought she said he's a chauffeur.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so. His name was Oscar.
Oh, Oscar. Okay.
Yeah, Oscar. Oscar. Okay, well, Oscar is a 7. So 19, and he actually had a change he just turned 26, right?
You know, just like the other group with a 7 and 1.
I know. They're the same. You are the same master number as our former caller, Kim. And she was inquiring about a guy who is the same master number as Oscar, in fact. But he's got issues too, Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, he's he should have gone through a change. How long have you known him?
Oh, we've been talking just for a little over a month.
A little over a month. So
he
it's fairly new.
He just made a change. A year ago,
right. Not this year, a year ago. So a year ago, January, he would have had a change. I don't know if you've only been talking to him for a month, but I don't know if there's anything you can tell us about anything he's been through in the last year or so, a couple years. Because he would have had a change in 2018, January, between that date and 9 months forward.
Has he mentioned anything related to the military at any point?
Not military, but I know he just recently, last year, he became a first responder.
A what?
He became a first responder in the last year.
A what?
Yes.
First responder. So that would have been his change. So like a paramedic or something?
Yeah, a firefighter. Yeah.
A what?
Firefighter.
A firefighter.
Oh.
So
okay.
that's kind of qualified, I think.
That's a cousin. It's like, it's, you know, you're regimented and all that.
That would account, though, for his change at 25, the age of 25. He became a firefighter. And actually, it's right in the theme of his master number 7, because it's, you know, helping people, saving other people. So it's a noble
Well, they have to go through training. I mean, there's a military type of
attitude. Yeah, no, it qualifies.
And there's a salute, and they have to, you know, they have a fire chief.
Right.
A uniform.
Yeah. I agree. Yes, so, very military, yes.
Yeah, does he have a tattoo, or do you?
He has one for years. Now he just got a new one recently.
Yeah. You know, the reason all this is coming up psychically is because, again, we're in a situation where the validations are bubbling up as images, and there's a validation. So what it means is that potentially this guy could become your soulmate, but there's a potential to it. So you get mixed up, because when you have a potential for a soulmate, that means that there's a block. There's a grown-up.
Yeah, she said there is a block. I mean, she said she's having problems with trying, you know, the communication and.
In what way?
Well, she's saying she doesn't know. What? Tell us, Melina, what is exactly going on that's causing you to question his serious?
It's our communication consistency, and he's not been messaging me that much, and I'm trying to not be the first person to text all the time, because I realize I've been doing that more lately. And also, I've been sort of, we almost met twice, just out of chances of us being in the same place, but I don't know if God is trying to make us not see each other yet, or it's not the right time to see each other, or if I should ask. I'm just afraid I'm going to throw him off, or he's going to be like, I'm going to be too aggressive. I don't know.
How physical has it gotten between the two of you? Have you been intimate with him?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not
we
at all.
Met
so
in person yet. No.
Why don't you set one of your rooms on fire and he can come and put it? But,
great idea.
Here, the problem you got with this guy is he's very comfortable in the pattern of avoidance. He's avoiding a relationship, and then he surrounds himself with his occupation and all other things. So whenever that percentage of need for a relationship comes in, he contacts you, but he keeps it at a low percentage, and that's where you're going to have a problem. I don't know if this is going to be the best thing for you, because you're always going to be fighting for attention with him.
Plus the fact that he's a firefighter, I'm sure he has to like stay at the station for a few days at a time. Usually that's what happens when you're a firefighter, right?
Yeah.
So he's like in this male tribal, I mean, I'm sure female firefighters too, but in general, it's kind of like a male tribal situation where he's bonding with men and, you know, in that environment, and he's,
you know, God
reaching out to woman when he needs contact, which is not great.
God didn't come rushing down to the planet and go, "Oh, Melina, we'll see about this." He's not there. That's going on there. The energy that's happening is right in your estimation that potentially he's a soulmate. You know each other. You knew each other from past lives. You've come back to the planet. There's a kind of a informal plan for the two of you to be together. It's complicated by factors of karma and development and maturity. So you're meeting someone that you're supposed to meet, that where potentially you're to be with him. But the problem on the earth level is he has to get his stuff going. And a lot of times what happens, at least in for today's experience on the radio, is that we have women who are ready and we have men that aren't. And that happens a lot. And it's happening in this situation too. You're in the same category. I think though, there's, I don't have a good expectation. I think that you're going to have to be fighting too much for his attention. And, you know, if a man wants to be with you, he'll make it, he'll be willing. You don't have to fight so much. I mean, sometimes you do, but here, it, to me, it's, I feel you being kind of left out in the cold. So I don't know if it's the best thing. You know, the only thing you can say to him boldly is say, hey, Oscar, are you in any mind, shape, or form to be in a relationship? I would like to be in one with you. Or do you think I'd be wasting my time a week? Is it just you're too preoccupied, you got other things, and I should move on and not focus on this? That's what you should say to him.
I'll definitely will. So, unfortunately, like, nothing's going to happen, basically.
Well, I mean, you know, It's possible that he can change, but it's not necessarily likely. I mean, anybody else that you're considering in the mix of men? Anyone else?
I mean, I was talking to another guy. We were supposed to meet up a second time, but nothing ever happened. With him, his birthday, I'm not so sure. So
you ultimately want to get married, right?
Yes, that's the goal.
You want to have kids.
Yes.
You, Melina, you need to find a man that has that program going. You don't want to be with a man that is reluctant. You don't need to be in despair. You don't need to give up. You're going to be married. You'll have kids. That's a prediction. But in this course of your life, you need to find a man that has a vision like that. Now, there probably are, he's not the only soulmate. People usually have many soulmates on the planet. You just have to find the one that's going to work. So you can run into all kinds of people that can be potentially soulmates in their soul and your soul. But that doesn't mean that they're going to connect entirely. You need to find a guy that says, you know what, I'm looking to get married too. My vision is to have children. I love you. Let's start working towards that. That's what you need to find. Not chasing guys around that you know, have their backs to you and you're fighting for attention. You don't want that. You're going to be miserable in the marriage.
That's true. No, that's a good thing to think about. Yeah, unfortunately, it's hard because I also work remotely. So when I try to meet people, I have to kind of get out of my comfort zone. And it's not the same.
I was going to ask, how did you meet Oscar?
Oh, through a dating app.
Through a dating app. See, that's another problem because a lot of the guys you're going to meet online are going to be just not great quality. You know, do you have any hobbies, anything where you could go out and meet people rather than online?
I do. I mean, I like dancing. So I just took a dance class. So I met some people through there, but they're mainly older and they already coupled up. But,
in today's day, you don't want a dating app. You want a relationship. You're not looking to date. You're looking for people who already have it in their mind. They're serious about trying to find a relationship with somebody, and they're going to use an app or something to find that person. You're not interested in dating. Get that out of your mind, because you're going to just find guys that date and move on. They're just looking to get sex. You know, maybe a friend or a chummy. But you need to go already into an establishment where the men are serious. They can't find anybody and they really want to be married. They want to have children. They want to have a family. It's their value. It's their purpose. You, you're not looking in the right place.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, she's got a long karma till the age of 37.
She
That's
does. A- 10, I mean, between 10 and 37, there's still that.
Yeah,
attitude.
I mean, she can have a chance of meeting someone. Yeah, not
isn't
that she's
there
not
a,
going to.
I don't know. Isn't there an app for relationships that are serious? Isn't there a.
I don't know. I wouldn't
group?
Know.
Where
you know,
they're really serious about being in a relationship?
Where you can meet people? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's just hard because with even if you have an app where people are saying, oh, I want a serious relationship, who knows? I mean, with obviously meeting anyone is a risk. There can be, you know, hidden secrets about that person that you discover later on in the relationship. But even someone who's saying, oh, yeah, I want a commitment, it's on an app. I
well,
just
you're
think.
Better off going to a
it's
singles
not safe.
Group. You're better off going to a singles group because that gives me a feeling that people who are single are looking for something.
And they're making more of an effort than just signing
just
up online. Dating. Well, yeah, and signing up online is very easy. You upload a picture, you type something in, but somebody who's going out of their home and really making an effort to connect
yeah.
with people are going to be more serious about commitment, probably.
Look at places where singles meet.
Are you religious at all? Do you have a church?
I mean, there's a church, but I'm not super religious, though. I'm more spiritual, I think, but not religious.
I'm sorry?
I'm more spiritual than religious, I think.
Which is great, which is fine, but do you just attend a church? You said there's a church. What's the church?
Oh, there's the one in town. It's a congressional church. I haven't been there in a while. The last time I was there was.
But you have gone
church.
There?
So,
I mean,
yes,
there's possibly a singles group at that church because I was thinking a church.
Well, maybe, but she's just, you know.
Yeah, I know. Then she's
going to
get someone who's
spiritual. Well, you're a psychic or something.
I know,
goes against God.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, first, is it what's the denomination? I don't know what First Congressional is. Is it like Baptist or something?
Oh, sorry, Christian. It's a Christian church.
It's a Christian church, like kind of
mm-hmm.
fundamentalist. Yeah.
I think
well,
so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe
you know,
there's a spiritual, like a metaphysical church. There's like
yeah.
a science of the mind, not Christian science, but like where people talk about, you know, energy more and, you know, there's more esoteric ideas in terms
yeah.
of God and spirituality than, you know, fundamentalist Bible belt stuff. Where are you located?
I'm in Connecticut.
So there has to be something in Connecticut. What city? Do you mind? I mean, you don't have to tell us if you're uncomfortable, but.
Sure, Colchester.
Colchester.
Well, you know, I would, if I were you, I would try to find the term singles group. Go somewhere where singles mingle, and that's what I think, where I think you're going to find somebody. But it's got to be the word singles.
But, you know, in the meantime, she can present, I would say, approach Oscar and say, listen, I'm interested in a relationship. I would like to explore this further with you, but I need, you know, more of involvement. Are you interested in continuing or not? And then
no,
you can decide whether
yeah.
to move on and, you know, at the same time, go make yourself available because you don't have a commitment with this guy. So those are the...
I did end up asking him one time when he didn't speak to me for a day. I asked him, hey, when he finally responded, I said, are you ever interested in meeting up? I didn't want to see a relationship thing. And then he said that, you know, his intentions are different. Either way, he does want to meet up with me, but his intentions are different and that he's not ready for something serious. But
yeah,
even after that,
yeah. Did
he keep talking?
But
like
he kept talking.
He's not even flirting. Yeah. Sorry.
Right. So, but he's wanting to have this connection and, you know, kind of casual. I mean, probably to feed his ego, he's got you kind of on this, you know, distant line where, you know, he can.
Yeah, I mean, the allurement and the indecision he has is reasonable, but I don't know. It feels like a fight to me that you'd have with him about, you know, how much, when will you finally make that leap and be committed? And he may never be. I just don't think you should waste any time.
Hey.
I think you should, and you haven't invested a lot of time in him. You don't have a lot. You know, you need to find somebody a little bit more ready.
Is Middletown by you at all? Middletown, Connecticut?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so there is a Center for Spiritual Living, which assigns the Mayan Church, and that is a more progressive, you know, not so Bible. I mean, it's incorporated, but it's more liberal, and people aren't going to be as, you know, rule oriented, and that, you know, at a.
So you get it. You need to find either what Kristen suggested, or you need to go to a singles group, because a singles group is going to have the mindset of somebody who's looking for someone.
Right, but they may have a singles group at this kind of church. They might have a singles group. So it's sorry, I'm looking at the website, so distracted. But it's the Connecticut Center for Spiritual Living. And there's a website, ctcsl.org. You could probably find out. There's a meetup page. So you probably could find out if they had a singles group or activities for singles and, you know, explore that, because you might have people that are more similar to your mindset in terms of how you approach spirituality and relationships, wanting something more serious. But I think you should move on, because from Oscar, if he's already told you he's not interested in a serious relationship, then what's the point? You want different things.
I don't know why he keeps responding to me or keeps talking to me. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we kept it very low key for now. It's just,
but the potential's there. The potential's there, and the interest is there. What we're saying is that in the long run, you're going to be fighting for attention. You're going to be fighting for time. I'm not surprised that he's contacting you. There's potential. But in the ultimate deeper picture, I don't know if this is the best person for you on a psychic level, because I think that he would back off and you wouldn't see him and he wouldn't be connecting, and he would say to you, you know, I told you I'm not ready for a commitment. So his interest is
condition, and his interest is obvious, but it's conditional. It's based on his needs, and he's going to keep you at arm's length and pull you in when he wants to connect.
Who in your family is born November?
November.
Well, I don't know if you're looking.
No.
No, my mom was born October, but not November.
Oh, what's your mom's birthday? Maybe it's 11.
October 25th.
Oh, okay.
19 what?
1959.
59, 5, 6, 7, 8,
18.
Well, she's not.
Well, no, but that's
but
getting 10, closer.
Yeah.
And, your parents divorced or married?
No, they're married.
Do you have two other siblings, or what's your sibling situation?
I have a sister. I used to have a brother, but he passed away years ago before I was born.
Oh, so you did have two at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you need to, I don't think this fireman's the guy. I think you need to move into a place where there are more conveniently attuned minded person to you that is looking at the same thing, and you are going to be married and you will have two children. But I don't think it's with this fireman, so waste your time. Just because, you know, there's some form of attraction and you get a couple of nibbles, I don't think it's worth it. I think you got, if you want, when would you like to be married by?
Well, I'm still trying to look at higher education, so I'm trying to get that situated first, but eventually after I get my higher education.
What's your degree in?
I have my bachelor's in math and psychology.
Psychology, I remembered. I remember her.
Well, do you want to be a psychologist?
I mean, at first I thought I wanted to be a nurse or a PA. I was looking at that first because I still need to take prerequisites, but my sister has been, like, reminding me. She's like, why not psychology? I think you'd be great at it. And so I haven't been so active on it, but I need to, like, shadow, like, maybe forensic psychologists or just clinical psychologists to see if I would want to pursue it or not. I'm just trying to figure it out.
To get it into a legitimate place and licensed and legitimate, you've got about 4 years of education ahead of you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean you can't be in a relationship, but
it makes it more challenging if she's committed to school, though, to be in a relationship, to balance her time, because she's talking about graduate education. That's a big.
You can do both. I mean, yeah, it's challenging, but you got to make up your mind. You call about a relationship, not about higher education.
Yeah, but I think we talked to her about higher education on the last time we talked to her. I think we've only talked to her once, but now I'm remembering her double.
Sounds to me like you're floundering. You're not sure what you want to do in life, and you're looking. You're going out looking for a companion, and you're not really sure what you want. You need to get.
I'm very I'm just not focused as much. I don't know what's going on with me, so I'm trying to figure stuff out.
Well, you have to start to set your goals. You have to set your goals, and you have to start to be more determined. I don't know what goes on in your mind when I say those words, what you do to mess them up, but set your goals and then actualize.
I'm remembering more about the reading. I think I said something about dance, or I was, and you used to dance. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, I've been going, I mean, recently just been going out dancing more
but there was dance in your history. So I know you said the thing today about dance, but you, like, did you take dance lessons as a kid?
With who?
No, when you were a child, did you take dance lessons?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So there was, that was what came up in the last reading, and there was the talk about the double major. I remember all this now. Now I'm placing her.
Okay.
So anyway,
well, you know, that's fine, you know, but you need to set goals and then follow through. I don't know. Don't waste time in trying to figure out why you're floundering. Who cares? Set goals and follow through. Don't worry. Don't psychoanalyze yourself about why you're not doing it. Just do it. Okay. Just do it.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm just trying to figure it out, like, what I like. And it's, I think because I like so many things, I get flustered, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Because it's a commitment. Sorry.
Ah, but that doesn't go, that to me is the rough, that to me is mush. You're going to figure out, and you don't know what to do. Pick something. Do some heavy research into what part of psychology you want to pursue. Work hard at studying what you feel would be your best future and how you can sustain your interest in it and how you see your life being it, and then go and do it. Just go and do it. There's no question. If that's what you've got one life, be linear, and the man will come in. You know, now that you've brought education into it, that might be a predominant factor. Maybe the man will come in while you're going in the process. But you need to have a more direct route than spending your good years wondering what you want to do.
Well, and aside from that, putting energy into someone who's already expressed that they're not interested in a commitment, but is keeping you tied into their...
Indecision,
exactly.
You should start to really figure out what part of psychology you want to go in, if that's what it is, and then get in there and do it. And the man will follow. I'm not worried about you getting married and having kids. You're going to get married and have kids. But if you're also talking about a higher education, getting married will be in the process.
And probably, I mean, you know, we're talking about our interests. If you're going to school, there's, you know, plenty of men in that environment that you're going to run across. So, there's other advice though you can take. Singles group, church.
How old is she now?
Progressive church, in terms of meeting somebody and focusing on your education. She is
27. Oh, boy. Get on the 27. What are you waiting? Get back and hurry up.
Okay.
You're floundering too much. You're going to be 32 or 30 or 31 once you get your license. Get going.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Melina, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for reading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Melina can follow us on Facebook or join any of our pages, like our pages. She can find them on our Blog Talk Radio homepage, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Oh,
so we're kind
2 minute warning, huh?
I guess. Yeah, it's like a football game. Is that where you have a 2 minute
warning?
That was
a movie with Charlton Heston.
Oh, well, yeah, but 2 minute warning is like a football thing.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, I know enough about football to know about the 2 minute warning, but.
Well, you know, I mean, I think part of if anyone's going to step out of going to psychics and getting advice, the answer is to be assertive. Set your goal and do them. And don't worry about psychics or advice or anything. Just set your goal and do it and be determined and live on your own vibration.
Yeah, well, the thing is about relationships like that, you know, between Melina and Oscar, they're so unhealthy that they do take you off your course. You know, if you're putting so much energy into another human being that's not giving you attention, then you start to lose sight of yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
and you're putting all this energy into that other person that is not, you know.
Yeah, there's plenty of situations where relationships have a process and go through it, and you have to go through all the rigmaroles of it. You know, that's common. So it's not that it's always going to be easy, but sometimes you can get a feel for something, not being committed from the get-go and having a problem thereafter.
Yeah, and I think that's what we thought initially when she gave the birth date. I thought this isn't a good situation. But anyway, and that's what the reading revealed. But we are out of time, and we're back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. So thanks to our callers and listeners. Bye-bye.